Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it may be time to send in the clowns, because the clowns we currently have running our country are not funny anymore. You know, it was interesting for a little while and amusing to watch Joe Biden stumble around, to watch Nancy Pelosi stumble around, to watch the ineptness of an AOC or any of these other people from the squad and some of the other Democrats, as well as a few Republicans. And now it's not funny anymore, because now it's taking a very, very serious turn. And it is time that we wake up as a country and realize that we have a serious problem. We have a serious problem when the leader of the free world doesn't even know where he is in a conference with Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin is sitting there like a guy in Vegas who has a royal flush and everybody else just keeps tossing chips into the pot. He understands very clearly he has this. Joe Biden exhibits weakness, frailty, just exactly what you don't want your leader to end up looking like. But he's far from the only one. But let's talk about him for a minute, because Joe Biden has now apparently told the media, I really wish that you would give me some positive coverage. I really wish you weren't so hard on me. As a matter of fact, they have actually indicated that they feel that the media is harder on Joe Biden than they were on Donald Trump, which is preposterous. For four straight years, Donald Trump couldn't do anything. If Donald Trump had two scoops of ice cream, the media would say, how come he gets two scoops of ice cream? Everybody else only got one scoop. Who does he think he is? He's too fat anyway. What happens if the ice cream gives him a heart attack? What happens if we have a problem with him and his in some diabetes or something? They wouldn't leave this man alone no matter what he did. Do you remember when he was feeding koi fish in China, and they said, oh my God, he's killed the koi fish. He dumped the whole thing of food in. He's not supposed to do that, when President Xi did the same thing. Any little thing Donald Trump did. I don't see the news media saying Biden fell asleep during a global warming summit. I don't see the news media saying Joe Biden couldn't control his bodily functions when he met the royal family. And besides that, folks, where is the good news? What is it that you want the media to report? Not that they won't. You wait and see. The edict has come down now. You will start giving me positive coverage, and now you're going to start seeing it. They're going to start spinning things. And you've seen a little bit of it already, haven't you? Well, the wages are rising in this country, and job growth is coming along rather well considering the pandemic. This is all good news. Well, no, actually it's not. You're spinning it. Job growth, because everybody's leaving the workforce as far as they're not looking for a job. These people who have lost their jobs are no longer actually actively seeking a job. So, yeah, it goes up a percentage point or something like that, and you're going to do a dance. I got news for you. That's smoke and mirrors. You can walk around anywhere and see help wanted signs everywhere. Nobody's filling them. Don't tell me. Well, we destroyed millions of jobs, and now we brought a few back, so we're going to pat ourselves on the back? Oh, wages are rising. Well, that's good, because inflation's rising to a number that nobody's seen since the 80s. And I got news. It's rising a lot faster than wages, so it did not keep up with it. You're paying more now, even with your extra money, supposedly, that you're making. you're still way in the minus. Considering gas prices, heating oil prices, the prices of food and grocery and services, you're way in the minus. When a Dollar Tree has to go up to $1.25 to survive, you know you are doing something wrong. And here's the newsflash, folks. I know a lot of people say it's 25 cents. My God, it's still a bargain. Yeah, but there are people who buy dozens of things there every week. So you buy a dozen things, and the next thing you know, you spend an extra $3, $12 a month. That's well over $100 a year just in those items. And they're never going back down. The chances of the Dollar Tree returning to a dollar is just about zero. I don't care if the economy picks up like you can't believe. I don't care if Donald Trump's elected in 2024 and he cleans this whole mess up. They're not going back down. Why would they? You've accepted the $1.25 now, and they have no reason to lose that profit margin. They're not going back down. And yes, Joe Biden and his administration did that. Now we have some news about this ridiculous Green New Deal infrastructure crapola, because a few Republicans demanded that the skewed math that says this will cost absolutely nothing, it won't cost anyone a dime. They demanded that before this comes up to a vote, they want to know the real numbers unskewed, and guess what? It cost billions and trillions of dollars, just like we suspected. Just as we suspected. At a time when inflation is already high and we printed so much more money that the money's worth nothing, way less than it used to be, we're going to add trillions to a debt. Does that sound rational? No, but that's what they want to do. They want to spend this country into oblivion until you are literally at the mercy of the government for your food. Coming pretty soon. But Joe Biden's far from the only clown in the circus. I'm sure we've all seen Nancy Pelosi have some sort of a brain aneurysm, or I don't know what the hell was happening during her press conference, where she just kept short-circuiting and talking about bird baths and weird things and stuttering, and I don't know what the hell happened to her. It looked like a remote control doll that their batteries were weakening. These are the people who's running the country? You wouldn't let them babysit your kid. They're running the country. Or supposedly running the country anyway. It's unacceptable. You understand what the crime rate is in this country now? It's not even safe to go outside in many places. And you have brainiacs like AOC saying, I don't really see any major difference. I think this smash-and-grab stuff is all just made-up hooey. She knows it's not made-up hooey. She wants to convince you. She sees you as unintelligent cannon fodder, and whatever she says, because she is so wonderful and marvelous, you will accept as gospel truth. And I'm glad to see some of these stores let her really have it and say, no, ma'am, it's not made up. It's happening every day. She doesn't care. She's a clown. She's just a very, very unfunny clown. As is the whole lot of these people. The whole entire lot of them. Now we see the true colors of CNN, don't we? How many times did I get on this show and tell you, CNN, you have to turn them off. They are not reporting you news. They are giving you nothing but propaganda. They are trying to brainwash you into thinking things exist that do not. And things that do not do. Well, now Chris Cuomo is fired. He's fired because he helped his brother, Andrew. But how did he help his brother, Andrew? Because I know a lot of people are saying, well, I'd help my brother too. If my brother was down and out, I'd give him advice. Hey, let the guy give his brother advice. Here's what you don't do. You do not attempt to seek dirt using your sources as a supposed news anchor, when in reality he's nothing, and all of CNN's resources in an attempt to dig up dirt on people who had come out with allegations of sexual abuse. So all this time that Chris Cuomo was sitting there on his lousy television show saying, you have to believe all victims, women are being set upon, and it's a terrible thing, and these people like Kavanaugh who deny it, they're just lousy bastards, and these women, I feel so bad for them. You don't feel anything, Chris, because when these women legitimately came out against your brother and had credible stories, that could be Kavanaugh's story, which turned out to be a whole bunch of bull, credible stories. Not, 17 years later, I decided to say something. No, instantly went home and said, guess what just happened to me? The governor tried to feel me up. The governor was asking me inappropriate sexual questions. Same day. What's your response? Let me see if I can dig up some dirt on them to make them look like miserable sluts who ask for it. Oh, I see. But you're the champion of women's rights and women's causes, huh? You phony piece of garbage. You know, everyone should have known when you came out of your basement after suffering COVID and, oh, I can't even see my family. My children are upstairs and my wife and I haven't left the basement. Well, everybody knows you did because you ran into a bicyclist who asked you flat out, aren't you the mayor's brother and don't you have COVID and why the hell are you outside without a mask with your family? And you said, who the hell do you think you are to that guy? Because you think you're part of the elite. And the rules are not for you. And then you made a great big production of, I'm coming out of my basement for the first time. I'm going to see my family for the first time. You lying piece of crap. And you're someone who's going to give someone lessons on morality on your television show? Are you insane? Oh, you thought it was real funny to have your brother on the show and yuck it up about his COVID test. Meantime, you're trying to dig up dirt on women who have been sexually abused by him and lying about COVID. Oh, but it doesn't stop there, because then we have Don Lemon, your cohort in crime, right? And he says, oh, this is just terrible. The terrible Republicans and Donald Trump and the sexual harassment and treating women so badly and treating people so badly. Yeah, you are the biggest hypocrite of all. Because you now have a sexual allegation charge, and I got news for you. It is true that there are people who will falsely file these type of lawsuits, hoping that you will settle. And it's also true that a lot of times people do settle, even though they're not guilty, because they feel that their time and dragging this out in court and possibly dragging their name through the mud isn't worth just paying off some con artist. That happens a lot. But here's what we found out. Don Lemon offered this guy, who is literally taking him to court, $500,000. And this guy said no. Now, I'm going to tell you that if he made this crapola up just to try to get some money, he'd have took the $500,000 and he would have ran like a thief. I suspect he's not making it up. I suspect it's 100% true, because then we also find out that with this Jussie Smollett thing, who's another clown, we find out that Don Lemon was using his sources in the Chicago PD to interfere with a police investigation by texting Jussie Smollett and telling them, they don't believe your story. Don't give them your phone. They don't believe your story. Withhold some of this evidence or it could be bad for you. That's interfering in a police investigation. Why the hell is this man not in jail? You'd be in jail if you did that. So Jussie Smollett doesn't turn over his phone. And for how long was this lie, this abhorrent, terrible lie, being held up by CNN, MSNBC, and everybody else, even the president and the vice president of the United States, as the truth? Oh, it's the truth. these horrible, terrible Trump supporters. They were lying in wait on a cold Chicago early morning, 2 a.m, standing on a street corner with a nuisance and bleach, MAGA hats on, waiting, just hoping that a gay black man would come along that they could sick themselves on. Does that sound rational? And Jesse Smollett says, I think I want eggs at 2 a.m. I guess I'll just go out and get eggs. Does that sound rational? You see, but it fit the left's agenda, so they wanted, not only did they want to believe it, they needed you to believe it. They needed you to believe that Trump supporters were evil racists who would do such things, and they loved every minute of Jesse Smollett's story. Now, if you're just an average person and you say, yeah, look, I was robbed when you really lost your money gambling. I was robbed outside a casino, and I don't know, a couple guys came over and they strong-armed me and I had to give them my money. You're in bad enough trouble because you filed a false police report. Not what Jesse Smollett did. Jesse Smollett made a concentrated effort to try to defame the president and his supporters and stir the pot of racial division even farther when it was already a powder keg waiting to explode. That's why it's a million times worse than just some idiot who files a false police report because he lost his money gambling. He did it for no other reason. They say, oh, he wants to renegotiate his contract to a better and be more sympathetic and get a better contract. Yeah, but then he didn't have to say it was Trump supporters. He didn't have to say, oh, it was racists. He could have just said, hey, some gang rolled me. And he still would have been sympathetic, right? I'd have felt sorry for him. If he said, yeah, I went out at 2 a.m. trying to get some food and some street gang, thugs, decided to beat my ass and take my money, I'd have said, nah, that's screwed up, man. That's terrible. And I probably would have believed it. But any idiot, after about, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes of thinking about it, already knew this was phony. It just doesn't add up. And here's the kicker. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, how do you really know it's phony? Well, there's a million ways we knew it was phony, but here's the real kicker. All of these politicians knew it was phony. All of these news organizations knew it was phony. And I'll tell you how they knew. Because when you literally have you laughing, and these are African Americans too. I watched one right after the other roll their eyes and say, come on, man, that didn't happen. These are guys with street cred, okay? They know what goes on the street. And they're sitting there going, yeah, come on, dude. Couple of guys, white guys wearing MAGA hats with a noose and bleach didn't attack you on a Chicago street. That's absurd. They didn't even believe it. So you're going to tell me that these rappers saw through this instantaneously, and the president of the United States and the vice president of the United States, not at the time, but the future, they didn't see through this? And not one of them had the common sense to say, this sounds on the surface to be a horrible situation. But let's wait and see how this plays out before we all go nutso and start pointing fingers. Let's let the police do their job, and then we'll figure it out. Not one of them wanted to do that, even though they knew from Jump Street that this was a lie, because it fit a narrative that they knew they could use, and so they don't care whether it's a lie. It's irrelevant whether it's fact or fiction. They can use it, and that's why they ate it up like candy. Don't believe me? Well, Black Lives Matter have just come out and said, we don't care what the verdict is. We believe Jesse Smollett. Our official position? We believe Jesse Smollett. Despite the fact that during the trial, they showed a video of him practicing this assault with these two brothers. So in other words, what they are saying is, in our world, if a gay black man, or maybe just even a black man, says something happened, then it happened. We don't care if there's evidence to the contrary. We don't care if he committed a crime. We don't care what he did. If he goes out and runs people down in a Christmas parade and then says, that was not me driving the car, that was a lookalike, we believe him. Well, then you're living in a fantasy world where a minority can never be wrong, and they are always justified to what they do. Their actions have no consequences. Does that sound rational? There's no consequences for our actions. We don't need to be held to that standard because we're a minority. Are you crazy? Are you absolutely crazy? If you wanted a shred of credibility, then Black Lives Matter should have come out and said, this is exactly the problem. People like this, because when they report false incidents like this, God forbid a real one happens, and the police are like, yeah, right, you're crying wolf. Black Lives Matter should be so angry at Jesse Smollett that fire should be shooting out of their eyes. And any real serious organization would be. Just as, talk to any rape counselor. Talk to anybody who counsels rape victims. And they say, you know what the worst thing in the world is? When girls cry rape and it wasn't. Because it lessens the actual incidents that are. It cheapens it. It makes people think twice. Oh, maybe it really wasn't, when it is. So you talk to any of these rape counselors or these people who run programs for rape victims, and they'll tell you the single worst thing are the people that we find out cried rape when it was a lie. Those people are the worst of the worst. Well, that's because they're a legitimate organization. Black Lives Matter is not a legitimate organization, or they would have condemned Jesse Smollett to the highest degree. To the highest degree, because it's irrefutable evidence. It's not like, well, we are not sure whether it happened or not. You have videotape evidence that it did not happen. You have the two guys who did it, who happened to be black, saying, we did it. We're the ones who did it. He paid him with a check. The man paid him with a check. And you still have people say, nope, believe my lying eyes. I believe what I feel. That's the problem. You want it so bad to be true. Have you ever ran across people like that? You ever ran across someone who insists, well, I'm a professional golfer. I shoot a great game of golf. I'd be right up there with Jack Nicklaus, if I didn't hurt my back. And you find out, nah, man, these guys are just an average golfer. But their whole life they dreamed that they wanted to be. And so they just became one. They just said, that's what I'm going to say. And if I say it to enough people, they'll believe it. Well, that's what the whole left is now. If we say it enough times, it will be true. If we say enough times Donald Trump is a Russian spy, it will be true, but it's not. If we say enough times Jesse Smollett is really telling the truth, then it will be the truth, but it isn't. It's a clown show, except it's not funny. Because you're costing people, in some cases, their lives. Now, we just had a homeless guy set fire to the Fox News Christmas tree. He climbs the goddamn tree and sets fire to it. Just a few days after he exposed himself outside one of the trials, I think, of Ghislaine Maxwell. He's still on the street. They just let him right back out. Despite the fact that a fireman could have been killed putting that out. Pedestrians could have been killed if the tree fell and it was on fire. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage. They don't care. In their eyes, and guess what? CNN and MSNBC are saying, oh, I see. Fox cares about their Christmas tree on fire, but they don't care about what happened on January 6th. You are comparing a small group of people who are so disgruntled over your lies and your manipulative actions that they literally lost their mind and trespassed and committed acts of vandalism, which agreeably is crime. You're comparing that to an arsonist who set fire to a Christmas tree where the public is all around? You people are insane. You're absolutely insane. Unbelievable. To listen for even 5 minutes to any of these talking heads. Look at Joy Behar. How bad is Joy Behar? You know what she says? She says, oh, well, you know, the news media really should be giving Joe Biden much more positive coverage. Look at all the wonderful things he's accomplished. Does anyone ask her, well, please tell me what they are. Please tell me what they are. Nope, doesn't matter. That's her reality. He's wonderful. It's wonderful when I go and I have to pay $25 extra to fill up my car. It's wonderful when I see all those help wanted signs that nobody will fill. It's wonderful when Putin is literally laughing at the President of the United States while he's having a video chat with him. It's wonderful that private businesses are going out of business. It's wonderful that children won't get Christmas presents this year because of the shipping woes. It's just, all that's just so wonderful. Just wonderful. He's doing such a great job. But in her reality, he's just a marvelous. He's a bastion of morality and wisdom. It's a joke, except nobody's laughing. Just a few days ago, Rachel Rollins was confirmed to be the DA of Massachusetts. This is a woman who has repeatedly shown that she is, in fact, a racist. She is, in fact, a racist. Screaming things at people who approach her like, I don't want to talk about no white woman's reality. What are you talking about? Who is injecting race into it when you say things like that? During the riots, the George Floyd riots, she's sitting at a podium saying, the white people are now finally understanding, you know, what's going on, our rage. Oh, so we deserve this. This is the same woman who said, I'm not going to prosecute half of these crimes. I'm just not going to do it. Trespassing, we're not prosecuting that. Unless, of course, it's trespassing on the Capitol. Then they're very interested in prosecuting that. Vandalism, oh, I'm prosecuting that. Okay, unless, of course, it's at the Capitol, then we're very interested in prosecuting that. This is a woman who pretended to police officer because of a traffic incident where the woman wasn't even in the wrong. And then later said that she's just a white whatever who's a racist when she did this woman actually is her fiance is black. So who's injecting race into everything? And now she is confirmed. Not one Republican voted for her. Of course, there was a tie, and guess who broke the tie? Kamala Harris. Who's shown such good judgment by saying Jussie Smollett is definitely telling the truth. And now if you live in Massachusetts, my friends, you're in big trouble. Because literally someone can come into your house, and they're not going to prosecute them. No, I'm not prosecuting that. It's just trespassing. Prosecute people like that. There's too many people in jail. Well, if there's too many people in jail, my suggestion is your crime rate is too high. You need to find a way to lower that crime rate. And it's not by saying these aren't crimes anymore. You want to talk about the lazy way to do something? Okay, so I'm going to lower the crime rate by 80% by just saying, well, the following things are no longer crimes. That's not the job of a DA. You don't write laws. You don't get to say what's a crime and what isn't. But you won't prosecute them, see? Oh, I realize the law, which is written by other people and voted upon and passed. I realize what the law is. I just choose not to follow it. And all the Democrats said, bravo, bravo, you're the one we want in charge. On the last show I did, I told you the left is becoming a criminal organization or one that supports criminal organization, and here is my proof. Every single Democrat voted for her. Yeah, we're voting for her. The woman who says, I'm not prosecuting any of these crimes. Just let them go. So if some drunk wino or some guy high off of crack breaks into your house, he'll be out the very next day, and if he kills somebody, well, too bad, because Rollins says that's okay. Rachel Rollins says, oh, whatever. Rachel Rollins is a woman who, when an actual, I believe it was a lawyer, was attacked outside walking her dog and was beaten half to death, had such severe brain injuries that I think it took her years to get over it, said, I don't think that guy needs any jail time. He almost killed her. These are the people who's running the show, folks. That's why it's not funny anymore. Oh, it's real funny when you go on your social media and they have a big thing of AOC saying, we need to stop killing buffalo just because we're eating to eat their wings. Yeah, yeah, that's amusing. Unfortunately, the thing she's doing, that's not amusing. She's doing them on purpose. And she's doing them to fundamentally change the United States of America because she hates it. She has no real education. Oh, I'm a business major at some university. Are you kidding me? When Amazon wanted to come to New York and they were going to be given $5 million in tax credits, she thought they were going to write them a check. Oh, this is terrible. We could take that money and apply it to other things. No, Einstein, they don't get a dime. No one's cutting them a check. It was a deal to give them those tax credits once they proved they had all those people in their employ and they were lowering the jobless numbers and they were actually contributing because these people are now paying taxes. So basically the deal was going to be you're supplying a whole bunch of jobs, which in turn we take taxes out of. If you can provide that many jobs and you can provide income for all of these people and perhaps get some people off of welfare or the dole or whatever, and then now they're tax-paying employees, we will cut you as a business a break when it comes to paying your taxes. Not we're going to pay you up front. She didn't even know that. So take that business degree and blow your nose on it because you have no idea what you're talking about. You're actually dangerous. The most dangerous people in the world are people who think they're smart, and they're not. They don't know anything. And I got news. Congress is filled with them. The Senate is filled with them. And if you think I'm just picking on the Democrats, let's talk about Mitch McConnell. He's one of the most vile human beings you will ever run into. If anyone thinks for 1 minute that Mitch McConnell is a Republican, you must have your head in your ass. He's just a tool of the Democrats. The Democrats could have done nothing without raising this debt ceiling. Could have done nothing. And not one Republican was for it. Mitch McConnell bails him out, doesn't he? And says, well, you know, we're not gonna try to convince my constituents to vote for this. But what I will do is help you pass a resolution that basically says just majority rules on this instead of a percentage. See, you had to have a larger percentage, which means several Republicans would have had to say yes. I think you had to have 60-something. I don't remember the exact amount, but you had to have more than just a one majority, you know, the majority, one extra vote. Mitch McConnell changed that, helped change that, and now this is going to pass. I think this guy is a Republican leader. I need everyone to think. Put on your thinking caps and ask yourself a question. Why would a vast majority of politicians, including Republicans, hate Donald Trump so severely? What is it exactly that he did? He called you a mean name? No, I don't buy that. He called Ted Cruz plenty of mean names. Ted Cruz supports him. Called Marco Rubio all kinds of mean names. Marco Rubio still supports him. So it's not that. They may say, oh, he's mean. I don't like the way he represents himself. He's mean. He says mean things. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. They hate Donald Trump because he was one of the first presidents, if not the first president, who really did what he said he was going to do. And he didn't take no for an answer, and he didn't really care what party you were from. If you were from the Republican Party and you were holding the shit up, he called you on your bullshit. And he said, you're a problem. And he revealed exactly how the hot dog was made, and the Republicans and Democrats equally said, we need him out of here so we can get back to the good old boys club we were enjoying for so many years. And Mitch McConnell was a big part of that. And that's why he had to go. What else would it be? Please tell me why they hate Donald Trump so much. Was it that we had unemployment at the lowest rate in this country ever? Was it the gas? Was that under $2 a gallon? Was it that we had China in check and Russia on the run? Was it that we were energy independent and we didn't have to rely on the Middle East for our oil and OPEC to set the prices? Was it because private businesses were thriving and people were back to work and our military was stronger than they've ever been? What is the reason? Have you ever asked yourself that? Did you stop for 1 minute and say, why in the world would people hate someone who did this much good? Oh, because we think he's a racist. Oh, you think my ass. You can't come up with one single thing. Even KJK did well, so did Joe Biden then. He's deporting people. Well, so did Obama then. And it's all okay when they did it. You don't have one thing that points to him being any of those things. And you lied about him for 4 straight years because you're scared to death of him. Because he's the one guy you can't buy, and he's the one guy you can't bully. That's why. And when somebody finally stood up for this country and said, I don't care if you like me, that's irrelevant. I'm doing what's best for the country, and I'm going to get it done. All these politicians shit their pants. And said, oh, we can't have this. We can't have this. Now here's the good news. People are waking up to the clown show. There's a lot of feminists out there who, before this particular took charge. You go, Democrats, you go. Oh, that evil Donald Trump, he slept with too many women. He must be a misogynist. Because, of course, you know, these are the people who still think the rock stars and the athletes are wonderful, and they're sleeping with 50 times more women than Donald Trump did. But they're okay, because they're entertainers. They're fine. It's okay if you're an entertainer. What do you expect from an entertainer? Well, Donald Trump wasn't a politician. He was a billionaire playboy. So, yeah, he probably did. So what? Well, these same feminists are now saying, this is insane. It doesn't even mean anything to be a woman now. We're women, and we're trying to compete in our athletics, and we're having some guy in a woman's wig claim I'm a woman and break our record, shatter all of our records, and all here's the record books that it's some sort of a woman did this, and no woman will ever be able to beat that record. Maybe a man will, who claims she's a woman. He's a woman, but not a woman. So all our achievements are being wiped out one by one, and now all of a sudden they're singing the blues. Now all of a sudden you see the women's rights group saying, this isn't fair to women. No shit. Are you kidding? When I said this was going to happen, people laughed at me. I made a joke once. I said, well, I don't know. I'm 6'3", 255 pounds. Maybe I'll just go to the UFC and claim I'm a woman and a featherweight and just beat the hell out of some woman featherweight, and I guess I'll be the champion. Oh, it'll never go there, Marcus. They're not going to do that. Well, what happened? What happened? They did exactly what I said they were going to do. Oh, but now they're eating their own, and all of a sudden, oh, they don't like that too much. We can't have this. Hoo-hoo-hoo. How about you stop voting for people who don't have your best interests at heart? How about you do that? How about you suck it up and say, I don't have to like my president. I don't have to say I want to go on a trip with him. I want to sit at a bar and have a few drinks with him. I want to invite him to my house to watch a football game. And just say, no, I want my president to be a little bit ruthless. I want my president to be a little bit feared. I want my president to say what he means and not sugarcoat it. I don't want to use car salesman. I want somebody who gives it to me straight, whether it sounds like crap or it sounds like honey. I want it straight. That was Donald Trump. And you didn't have to like him to appreciate that he was busting his ass, while Joe Biden has to be led like he's walking out of a nursing home by people who literally have to take his arm. And on an open mic, you can hear him saying, where am I? This is the man who's running the country? And you think that President Xi and Vladimir Putin and all these people aren't sitting back going, ah, man, we can do whatever the hell we want. This little man isn't stopping anybody from doing anything. I want to ask you a question. When's the last time Joe Biden mentioned the people stranded in Afghanistan? When's the last time he even mentioned it, or anybody in his staff mentioned that we still have hundreds of Americans stranded in Afghanistan who can't get out? When's the last time you heard him mentioned? Joe Biden sat on television and said, if we don't have every last American out, we're not leaving. You left. And there's plenty of Americans there. And guess what? They're going right back to their old ways where they're killing allies of ours that had Afghanistan's who had our back. They're taking all the rights away from the women. And there are people there that are stranded. And the Biden administration's excuse is, well, we ask them if they wanted to leave, and they don't want to. Yeah, no, they don't want to because they have a wife and kids, and they're not abandoning them. I know that's what you would do. I understand that that's what you would do. You would tell your kids, I'm sorry, honey. Sorry, son. I know you're probably going to be raped and molested and beheaded by the Taliban, but daddy's running for the hills. I got an opportunity to go to the America, and I'm taking it. So nice knowing you. Good luck to you. Right if you find a way out. That's what they would do. But that's not what these people are doing. These people are saying, I'm not abandoning my family. You either take my whole family or I'm not coming. And the Biden administration said, we're not doing that. We'll take millions and millions of people across the border and their families who've done absolutely nothing for us. But you? Rot. We gave you an opportunity and you wouldn't abandon your family. So now you pay the consequences. Terrific. What a great choice to make, huh? What a great choice to make. Then you got Jen Psaki and her clown show saying, I really do think that the spike in crime is due to COVID. Well, that's funny because we had COVID when Donald Trump was the president and there was no spike in crime. I think perhaps, let me just put on my Nostradamus and amazing Kreskin hat and say, maybe it's because there's no consequences for criminal actions. Maybe if you say we're not going to prosecute the following crimes, people who are likely to commit those crimes are now more likely to commit them because there is nothing to stop them. Could that be remotely possible? Does that sound logical, maybe? Not to them. Not to them. And what you have to understand, folks, is even their slogan, Build Back Better, in order to build something back, it has to be torn down to begin with. You can't put something back that's still standing. The United States of America is still standing. When Donald Trump left office, yeah, we were wounded with COVID. But we were standing and we were standing tall, and the economy was about to bounce back. Why you're building what back better? First, you got to tear it down, Joe. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, folks. They're trying to tear it down to its lowest form. You see, the Democrats always played this game. The game was, we're going to do something, and it's going to be hideous and horrible. And then we're going to make it a little bit better. And you'll say, oh, well, it's not so bad now. But if you compare it to how it was, then it is. They did that. Look at gas prices. Here's what will end up happening. Eventually, gas prices will go down to about, you know, three, a little over three. And people will say, ah, oh, that marvelous Joe Biden. Gas was almost $4 a gallon. And his hard work and dedication brought it down to $3, a whole dollar savings per gallon for the American people. Do you know how much that results in every year? He's so wonderful. Yeah, except gas was $2 a gallon under Donald Trump. So you're still a dollar higher. And half the American people will fall for it and say, oh, blessed day. Gas is now $3 a gallon, much more affordable. That Joe Biden, he's wonderful. No, he's an idiot. He played you in a con game. He got you to pay a dollar extra and be thankful for it. That's what he did. That would be like me stealing $1,000 from you, claiming I didn't steal it, and then say, well, I did find your wallet, and it has $500 in it. And you say, oh, my God, thank you. You're such an honest man to return the $500. No, I stole your $1,000. I just decided I'd give you $500 back, and I got $500 for nothing, and now I have your eternal gratitude? That's the game the Democrats play. You better wise up to it, because this is an absolute clown show. You have media who's literally using their sources to either try to vilify victims of sexual harassment. You have people interfering in police investigations who are supposed to be journalists. You have a woman running the DA's office in Massachusetts who literally and figuratively decides what's a crime based on your race. Pretended to be a police officer and throws around the word white women and white men like we're talking about cat shit on a sidewalk. This is the woman you want in charge? Oh, the head of the banking commission was going to be a communist. She stepped down because she realized, oh, I'm going to draw my nomination. But she knew what was coming. She knew what was coming. She knew who she was, and she got up before them, and she lied. Oh, that was, yes, I belong to the Communist Party, but of course we all had to when we were kids or we would have been vilified. And yeah. Except you were when you were 30 and 42. That's what they have. A whole bunch of communists and Marxists, socialists. And I got news. They're trying to get all of the normal Democrats the hell out of the party so they can take over. That's their ultimate goal. Guys like Joe Manchin, who's half sane at least, they want him gone. Christian Gillibrand, they want him gone. You're not radical enough. That's why they wanted Andrew Cuomo gone. Cuomo's a creep and a pervert and an SOB. Be told, not a communist. He's not a radical Marxist. So they said, well, that's not good enough. You can never be left enough. You can never be woke enough for them. Until you say, as one of the squad did, yeah, well, all the jails should be just and prisons evacuated. Rid the world of them. And do what? And do what with the people who commit crimes? What do you intend to do with them? And when she's confronted with this and they say, do you understand that you have child molesters, child rapists, and sex traffickers in that jail? You know what her response was? I know. Oh, you know. Well, that's very interesting. You want them free, huh? Could you give me a good reason why? No, you can't. Because you want chaos in this country. That's it. You see, in order for them to build back better, folks, they have to destroy it first. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you to the lowest point where you don't dare leave your house because you're afraid of criminal activity. You don't dare leave your house because you're afraid COVID is going to get you. Let's talk about that clown, Anthony Fauci. You want to talk about him? This is the same man who said masks are essential and telling his own friends, masks don't work. You don't need to wear a mask. He's telling you need to wear it too. Privately, he's having conversations on his email where he's saying you don't need to wear any at all. This is the same man, by the way, who struck fear into the hearts of everybody during the AIDS epidemic by saying, there's a very good possibility that you can get AIDS by just everyday contact with people. Doesn't have to be sexually transmitted. Doesn't have to be transmitted by blood transfusion or anything. It's very possible. You just being in the house with someone who has it, you could get it. And struck fear in the hearts of everybody when he knew that wasn't true. A few months later, he said, that's preposterous. You couldn't get it that way. Well, you're the one who said we could. You're the one who drove everybody crazy with that nonsense. Because he likes it. He's got a little Napoleon complex there. Oh, I can make people run. Because nobody's ever run from in his life. See, this is a weasel. This is a weasel who probably went through school being bullied, probably went through school being called shrimpy and shorty and everything in the world and picked on and never got any girls and everything else now. And he's got that power mad situation going on. I can control the world. It's like Pinky in the friggin' Brain. Are you listening to this guy? You listening to Simon Bar Sinister? He don't know shit from applesauce. He's just making it up as he's going along. CNN, masks are essential. MSNBC, 2 days later, I don't really know. CNN, this Omicron variant is going to be way, way worse. MSNBC, 4 hours later, it looks like it might be mild. He's just making it up as he goes along. And then has the nerve to say, I am science. And science cannot be questioned when science is all about, that's all science is. Science is an eternal question. I think this is true. Let me try to prove it untrue. Constant question. It is constantly being second-guessed. It is constantly being scrutinized. And he says, no, I'm above this scrutiny. I'm above it all. I am science. And there's the clown show. Anybody who disagrees with me, you're not science. Well, there's hundreds and thousands of doctors who are saying, I disagree with you totally. And their voices are silenced. Because the one thing that the left cannot stand up to is scrutiny. Because they live in that fantasy world and they have to make that fantasy your reality. And when someone snaps you out of that fantasy by giving you cold, hard facts, that hurts them. So they can't let you hear them. There's not a reason in God's green earth that hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin should have been banned from use if even a handful of doctors said we think it's useful. Then you know what you say? Well, it's not harmful. We already know it's not harmful. You know what the amount of bad side effects from ivermectin is? You know what the bad amount of side effects from hydroxychloroquine is? Less than the flu vaccine. That's right. More people have bad adverse effects from the normal flu vaccine, including death, every year than they do from ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And yet those are banned. Ask yourself why. If a qualified medical doctor says, I truly believe this could be helpful to you, would you like to try it? How come you can't? How come? Why are their voices silenced if they say, I truly don't think a mask works? Because I am a viral expert, and I'm telling you that the particles are too small to be blocked by your grandmother's old stocking or some face mask you bought in a dollar store. Silence them. They're making too much sense. Because they need to keep you in that fantasy world. What do clowns do to make you believe that something's happening that's not happening? It's a fantasy world where, funny things are happening, but it's not real. Nothing's real. Well, that's what these people are. They're clowns. They're just not funny clowns. They are literally giving you a pile of horse crap. And many of you are licking it up like it's rice pudding. You've got to stop. You've got to start thinking for yourself. I know it's hard for some people. I know some people are lazy, and they just, I turn on the news, whatever they say, I believe. Well, you better stop it. stop it quick. Do you understand that just recently we had a child, a 12-year-old child, vaccinated against his parents' will, and they coerced him with pizza? We'll give you some pizza if you let us give you the vaccine. Mommy and Daddy don't need to know. What does that sound like? How about if they said, we'll give you some pizza if you commit a sex act? Is that okay? Huh? Is that okay? No, it's not, you idiots. You should all be in prison. That's where you should be. Oh, wait a minute. You can't be in prison because they want the prisons taken away. Wonder why? Wonder why they want all these things not to be a crime anymore. I wonder why. What's the end game? Think of it. Please, tell me. Well, what is the end game to saying you can trespass on people's property? I'll tell you what the end game is. You don't really own anything. It's just a piece of the earth, and you don't own it, so these people can go in it if they want to. That's the end game. You don't own anything. They can take your stuff because it's not really yours. They told you that. They told you that before the election, just after the election, when they released that commercial that said, in the future, you will own nothing. But you will be much happier. And then they pulled that commercial because they realized, man, oh, man, we jumped the gun on this. We better wait. But that's what they want. Pretty soon your stuff is everybody's stuff. You don't own anything. How dare you think you own something? You don't even own your kids. We want to take your kids and vaccinate them. We want to take your kids and indoctrinate them. We want to take your kids and rape them. We want to take your kids and make them work. We will. That's what's coming. Look over in Australia. You want to see what's coming? They put a man that works for the government, that is a part of the government, in an internment camp, in a COVID internment camp. He doesn't even have COVID. He doesn't have COVID. He has all of his tests in the internment camp because he disagrees with the government. What the hell does that sound like to you? Is that what you want for this country? Apparently, many of you do. Apparently, many of you are asleep at the wheel. And, whatever is good. As long as I get my check in the mail every month and I don't have to work hard and whatever, I'll vote whatever they tell me to do. And that's good enough for me because I just want to lay around and watch Oprah on television and smoke pot. Okay, well, congratulations. Sounds like a marvelous life. Just sounds wonderful. You're sort of the house cats of the Democratic Party. You just lay around and get fat, and once in a while they'll pat you on the head. Once in a while they'll kick you outside. Once in a while they'll yell at you for not using the litter box. It's a clown show, all right, folks, except it's not funny anymore.